Okay, welcome to Maseches Nazir. Today's daf is Nazir Daf Beis. By way of introduction to Maseches Nazir, this Masechta obviously discusses Nazirus. It first discusses how a person is a Mekabel Nazirus, how a person becomes a Nazir, and then it's going to move on to discuss the Halachos of a Nazir, what a Nazir is allowed to do and is not allowed to do, and how a person should conclude his Nazirus, the process of concluding a Nazirus. The reason some of the Achronim say, why is it called Maseches Nazir? Darim, plural, but it's Nazir in the singular, not Nazirim, is because since Nazirus is something that's very uncommon, that a person is going to be Mekabel on himself such a level of Precious, so we call it Nazir instead of Nazirim. Now, the basic format of the Masechta is that the first five Prakim deal with the ways that a person is Mekabel Nazirus, whether it be the language that he uses to be Mekabel Nazirus, which type of language he uses that would mean one Nazirus versus two Nazirios, which type of languages would mean that he's only being Mekabel Estam Nazirus, which is 30 days, and when does he mean to be Mekabel more, and which type of language does he have to use in order to become a Nazir Olam versus becoming a Nazir Shimshon, which are two different types of Nazirios. That we're also going to discuss in this Masechta what happens if a person becomes Tameh in the middle of his Nazirus, or was Tameh at the beginning of his Nazirus, or what happens if a woman is Mekabel in Nazirus, or a person is Madir his child in Nazirus, or then the Karbanos that a person is Mafrish for his Nazirus, and then the Nazirus becomes Batal, or a Nazirus that a person is Mekabel by mistake. Now from the 6th to the 9th parak, we're going to talk about mostly the Isurim of a Nazir. The fact that a Nazir is not allowed to have any grape products, that he's not allowed to cut his hair, and that he's not allowed to become Tameh, and we're going to list the different types of Tumah that a Nazir is Megaleach on. So that's going to be the end of the Masechta. Now the Rishonim already point out that the Lashonos of the Gemara in Maseches Nazir are different than Lashonos in the Gemara throughout the rest of Shas. That there are a lot of places in Nazir where things seem to be abbreviated, they seem to be formulated differently than they are in the rest of Shas, and it seems to be that the reason is that in the times of the Gaonim, they didn't learn Maseches Nazir in Yeshivos, and any sefer that wasn't learned that much, a lot of mistakes crept in because there wasn't that much learning of it going on where they were able to correct the mistakes. So you find a lot of girsaos that are changed, nuschaos that are changed throughout the Masechta by some of the later Achronim because it wasn't really taken care of in the earlier generations since Maseches Nazir wasn't really learned so much. In fact, in the Tiferes Yisrael in Pirkei Avos, in the second parak of Pirkei Avos, he writes Bederech Efshar that it could be that Rav Ashi, when he was Masada the Talmud, didn't get to produce a Ma'adura Shnia of Maseches Nazir. That each of the other Masechtas, he wrote a Ma'adura Kama, a first edition, and then he corrected it and he made it a Ma'adura Shnia. Maseches Nazir, what we have is the Ma'adura Kama. This is what Shas would have looked like if Rav Ashi didn't have the time to review all the other Masechtas. That's what the Tiferes Yisrael suggests, at least as a Derech Efshar. Now, why would a person ever be Mekabel in a Zero? What's the purpose of Nazirus? It has to serve some sort of role, some sort of function. Why would a person ever want to become a Nazir? So there are three possibilities identified by the Gemara and the Rishon. In the beginning of Maseches Sota, and over here in the beginning of Maseches Nazir, the Gemara tells us that Kalaroa Sota Bekukula Yazir Atzma Mine Yayin, that if a person sees something that's particularly jarring and that can make a person led astray in some way or another, person sees the kilkul of a sota and he sees the negative effect of wine, so he would want to be mazir atzma min hayayin, he would want to become a nazir. Tosos and Avdalar and Beis writes that it's normal to become a nazir only be'es tzara, or if a person did a particular avera that he's looking to achieve kapara for, meaning it's to compensate for something. Both according to the Gemara, kolaroa sota b'kulkula, you're compensating for the vision of the sota that you just saw, or to compensate for some personal lacking or some personal need in an Eis Tzara, so a person is Mekabel Nazirus for that extra kedusha. Tosos writes in Daf Yud Beis and Beis that sometimes we know the nazirus just as a shevach v'adol laKadosh Baruch Hu, that a person is just such a religious Jew, he wants to commit himself so fully to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he wants to live on a higher level. There is a machlokas tanaim meseches nedarim whether it's a good idea to become a nazir, whether it's a right thing to do to become a nazir or not. What seems to be l'kulei alma lo pligi, if that a person is not going to be able to maintain tahara throughout the period of his nazirus and he's going to become tame and therefore have to restart his nazirus, then it's definitely a bad idea to become a nazir. But even if he's going to be able to maintain tahara, it seems that there is a even if he's going to be able to maintain tahara, it seems that it's a machlokes tanaim whether it's a good idea or not to become a nazir. Can a person become a nazir nowadays? So the Rambam in the second parak of Hilchos Nazirus writes that nazirus is noeg bifnei abayis v'shalo bifnei abayis, that a person can become a nazir nowadays. That's not a problem. The problem is in stopping to become a nazir, because in order to get out of the nazirus, a person has to bring karbanos, and we don't have karbanos if we don't have a base of mikdash. So mele, a person who's a mekabel nazirus is going to be a nazir until the base of mikdash is rebuilt and he's able to bring karbanos. So we've had nazirus in the nazirim in the past few centuries every once in a while, and they've had to end their lives as nazirim. They lived their entire lives as nazirim. The Rambam writes even further that if a person becomes a nazir, he has to move to Eretz Yisrael and be a nazir in Eretz Yisrael, that it's not good enough to observe the nazirus in Chutz La'aretz. The other Rishonim aren't so convinced that that's necessary nowadays, that we're all tamei anyway, that it's necessary at all to go to Eretz Yisrael, but that is what the Rambam writes. Now, one final point of introduction over here, and that is that it's important to realize when we learn this Masechti, even though if you look at the page of Nazir, we're back to having Rashi on one side and Tosfos on the other side, or so it seems that we have Rashi on one side and Tosfos on the other side. Most of the Achronim understand that the author of the Mefarish that looks like Rashi is in fact not Rashi. In the Tshuvas Chavos Yair, Simon Yud Aleph, he says it must have been either an entirely different Mefarish, or it was Rashi and a Talmud Torah added a lot of his own mistakes and his own additions into Rashi. So it started out with a basic Rashi that was added to, and Kalamosif Goreya, whatever was added to it, was has taken away from what it originally was. And the Yad Malachi writes that it's not Rashi, that's why the Kesef Mishnah constantly refers to Rashi and Nazir as the Mefarish, not as Rashi. Tosos all the time quotes Rashi's and Maseches Nazir that don't appear in this Rashi, which again is an indication that it's not Rashi. So who is it? Who wrote this Perush? There are four possibilities. In the Vilna Shas, when they published the Vilna Shas, they identified it as the Rivan, that the Rivan is the one that authored this Perush, and they then found another Ksaviyat of the Rivan that they added on the side of the page, Nuscha'us HaRivan. But they thought that it was the Rivan. Others say that no, other Chachmei Ashkenaz who were contemporaries of Rashi in Gulyoni HaShas, of Yosef Engel writes that it was the Rashbam or someone from the generation of Rishon, but he suggests perhaps the Rashbam, and some say that it's Rabbeinu Elazar Mimitz. But definitely it seems that it was not Rashi. Now, having said that, Rav Elchanan Wasserman points out that some of the Rishonim do quote this Mefarish as Rashi. The Ramban, the Rashba, the Meiri, they do from time to time quote this Mefarish as Rashi, and it could be that, like we said before, it started as Rashi, and much of what's there is Rashi, but someone added to it, and when you add things, so it's very often Goreya. So that's a basic introduction to Meseches Nazir. Our daf in particular is going to start, the Mishnah is going to talk about Yados of Nazirus and Kinuye Nazirus, just like we had in Nedarim, that a Kinuy is a different language to use other than the word Nazir. There are other languages to use to be Mekabel in Nazirus, and Yados is when a person doesn't finish the sentence. Normally you want to say, I want to be a Nazir, so you say, Hareini Nazir. What if a person says half of the sentence and he never finishes it off? So that would be Yados of Nazirus. Then the Gemara is going to discuss why Nazir is in Seder Nashim at all, meaning Nazir doesn't have anything to do with Nashim. Nazirus applies to women the same way it applies to men. A woman can become a Nazir, but a lot of the Torah applies to women the same way. Nazir should be in Seder Kachim. It's all about the karbanos that you bring in order to end the Nazirus. Then the Gemara is going to discuss, whenever we have a list in Shas, and we identify item A, B, C, D, and when we begin to discuss each item, do we start with the last item on the list, or do we start with the first item on the list? And we're going to quote Mishnayos from all over Shas that go in both directions. Sometimes we start from the beginning, and sometimes we start from the end. And then the basic Gemara is going to discuss why it is that even though our Mishnah talks about Kinuyin and it talks about Yados, it first lists Kinuyin, but it elaborates on Yados before it elaborates on Kinuyin. So it seems out of order. It goes A, B, B, A, right? It lists Kinuyin, Yados, and then it elaborates on Yados before it ever elaborates on Kinuyin. In fact, it doesn't even list Yados. It says Kinuyin, and then elaborates on Yados, and then elaborates on Kinuyin. And then the Gemara is going to conclude with a discussion of how the Mishnah knew that the word aha, or that the word aha na'a, means that a person is trying to be makabel a nazirus. That those words, they seem to be so vague, how would we ever know? A guy says, on this, aha, or aha na'a, like this beautiful, how do we know that he means at all that he's going to be makabel a nazirus? And the Gemara says there has to be some context to such a statement in order for us to surmise that what he really is trying to do is to be makabel. So Zak the Mishnah, Kol Kinuy Nazirus Kinazirus. Anytime a person uses a kinui for Nazirus, some other word other than the word Nazir itself, that's like being a Kabbalah Nazirus itself. Ha Omer, Aha, Hareza Nazir. If a person just says the word Aha, that's enough to make him a Nazir. Now, that is not a kinui, that would be Yados, because normally the Lashon would be Aha Nazir, but he doesn't say a Nazir, he just says Aha. So that's enough of a Yad, that's enough of a beginning of a sentence in order for him to become a Nazir. Oh, Aha Na'a. A person says, I'm going to be Aha Na'a, that's also enough of a Yad in order to make a person a Nazir. The Rush over here points out, and the Rush is the primary Mefaresh, since we don't look at Rashi first in Maseches Nazir. The one we do look at first is the Rush and Tosos also. The Rush and Tosos are the primary Mefarshim of Maseches Nazir. The Rush is printed on the margin of the page over here. So the Rush writes, when we say Ha'omer Aha Hareza Nazir, Lav Lefrusha Kinuye Ka'asi Eliyad L'Neder Havi Eliyad L'Neder Havi Kamoa Oches Hakli Mibes Yad Shelo Hakli Ola Imo. He says, when even though the Mishnah started with the sentence that called Kinuye Nazirus Kinazirus, the very first example the Mishnah gave was not of a Kinuye, but it was of a Yad. Why is it called a Yad of Nazirus when you don't finish the sentence? He says it's just like the handle of a kli, that when you pick up a handle of a kli, you can't just pick up the handle, the whole kli comes up with it. So when you say a lashon of a yad of nazirus, you're picking up the handle of the nazirus, the yad, and the whole nazirus comes along with it. So the Mishnah had said that if a person says aha na'a, he's a nazir. So the Rush over here points out that that's also a yad, and it's aha na'a is even less of a lashon that would imply nazirus than aha. Because if you say aha, the Gemara is going to say it's talking about where there's a nazir over lefanav. There's a nazir walking right in front of you, and you say aha. So that's where it's obvious that you must mean that you want to be a nazir. But if there's a nazir walking in front of you, you say aha na'a, that's not good enough. Because it could be that you want to say, oh, just like that guy has made himself so remarkable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so beautiful in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by doing great mitzvos, I also want to do great mitzvos, but not necessarily nazirus. Once you identify na'a as the thing that you're trying to emulate, instead of just saying, aha, I want to be like that guy, it's not really as obvious that you want to become a nazir. So that's what the Rush points out. We're going to see in the Gemara that if a nazir is over the fun of it and you say, aha na'a, you don't become a nazir. It's only if you say aha you become a nazir. When does aha na'e work? When you grab the nazir's hair and you say aha na'e, where you specifically say, I want to be like this and have this long hair, this beautiful long hair, in my mitzvah, in the way I'm going to do the mitzvah, where you're clearly referring to a nazirus. So again, it seems a little bit odd, but the more you say over here, the less of an indication of nazirus it is. Aha, all you need is a nazir over lefanav. Aha na'e, you need more than a nazir over lefanav. You need to actually grab the guy's hair in order for aha na'e to work. That's in terms of yados. In terms of kinuyim, which is supposed to be the topic of our Mishnah, nazir, nazik, naziach, paziach, hareze nazir. To use any of these lashonos, whether you say nazir, nazik, naziach, paziach. Well, nazir doesn't seem to be a kinoy at all. Nazir is the actual lashon. So that's what Tosfos writes, l'fi sharatza l'farish kol kinuyin, pasach va'omer nazir. Since we're going to mention all the kinuyim, we start with nazir to say that nazir is the ikur shame that's written in the Torah. That's the lashon that a person is mekabel nazirus. And just like that works, u'adin, all these other lashonos, nazik, naziach, paziach, they work as well. Now, what is a kinoy exactly? Why does a kinoy work? So if you recall, this was a machlokas amarayim in Mesechus Nedarim. Tosfos over here quotes it, Nedarim daf yud. Rabbi Yochanan says that it's a lashon umos, that all these kinuyim are different languages. They mean nazir in different languages. And the Mishnah just happens to mention three out of the Shivim Lashonos, out of the 70 languages, where there's a word for Nazir in all of these languages. So that's the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan. Tosfos asks, according to Rabbi Yochanan, why do we dafka identify these three languages? Why not any other language? So he says, Eina chinami, by other Lashonos, if you understand those Lashonos and you're Mekabel of Nazirus, you'd be a Nazir. But these Lashonos, if you say any of these Lashonos, they work even if you're not Miskavin, because it's so similar to the word Nazir. So you would need less Kavana for these Lashonos than the other 67 that are out there. But in Achinami, any language where you come up, where you find the word Nazir in that language and use the word Nazir in that language, that would work as well. But that's all Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, that Kinuyim are just foreign languages. But Reish Lakish disagrees. He says that no, Kinuyim are Lashon Shebadu Chachamim Milibam. Kinuyim are languages that the Chum themselves came up, words that the Chum themselves came up with to describe Nazirus. So why would the Rabbanon come up with their own words to describe Nazirus? So that's a discussion in Maseches Nedarim, why it is that the Chum felt the need to do this, but that's what it is, the Lashon Shebadu Chachamim Milibam. The Mefarish over here just points out that these words are so similar to Nazir, not just in the way they sound, but in the way they're formed. Take the word nazik, for example, and take away, what does it take to take the word nazik and turn it into nazir? All you'd have to do is remove the regel of the kuf, the leg of the kuf, and it would say nazir. So it's just a matter of manipulating the actual formation of the letters, the Mefarish writes over here. We've had that many times where people are Masada Kiddushin at a wedding, when he wants to fill in Vikanina, will forget the regal of the kuf, and it says viranina. So if you're nazik, it says nazir, if you just take away the regal of the kuf. And same with naziach, take away the left leg of the ches, and it says nazir. He says same with paziach, take away the left leg of the ches and the little hanging yud in the pei, and the pei would turn into a nun. So in all of these languages, in all of these lashonos rather, the word could easily be turned into the word nazir itself. Now that's an interesting comment of the Mefarish, because the Mishnah Brura, when he discusses in Siman Lamed Vav in Hilchas Tefillin, he discusses how to form each letter in the alphabet when you're writing Stam, when you're writing Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzas, and he talks about the letter Nun, and he says that the letter Nun should the top of the Nun should be like the top of a Zayin, which means that the long part of the Nun should not extend out for all the way from the side of the roof of the Nun, but it should be like a Zayin that comes out of the middle. The difference between a Vav and a Zayin. A Vav comes out of the side of the roof, and the Zayin comes out of the middle of the roof. So he says the Nun should not come all the way out from the edge, it should come out from the from the middle of the roof. The Mefarish doesn't sound that way, because it says the letter Pei can turn into a Nun. How do you turn the letter Pei into a Nun? You take out the little Yud that's hanging in the Pei. Well, wait a second, that's not the way the Mishnah Berurah is describing how to form the letter Nun. So it's an interesting Mara Makom in terms of writing Stam, whether how to form the letter Nun, how the Mefarish must have understood it. Weiter in the Mishnah, Hareini Kazeh, if a person says, I'm going to be like this guy, and there's a Nazir there, Hareini Mesalsel, Hareini Mechalkel, he uses different Lashonos to describe what he would do with his hair, Harei Alei L'Shaleach Pera, Harei Zenazir. In any of those Lashonos, that would be a valid Lashon of Kabbalah's Nazirus. Harei Alei Tziporim, a person says, I want to bring bird Karbanos, Rav Meir Omer Nazir, V'cham Mormenu Nazir. That's a Machlokas, if that's enough to identify that he's trying to become a Nazir. Now the Achronim raise a fundamental question over here. The Mishnah says that using Kinuyim is good enough for Nazirus. L'chora, if you say Hareini, that's a Yad for Nazirus, so obviously Hareini Nazik, Hareini Naziach, Hareini Paziach is going to work. The word Hareini itself is a Yad for Nazirus. So if Yados work, then of course Kinuyim are going to work. So of course when you say Hareini something, it's going to be a Nazirus. So some of the Achronim suggest that no, the din of Yados is only when you are Motzi Dibur She'eno Shalein. When we get to imagine how you would have finished your sentence and we could fill it in with the right words. But when you finish your sentence with something that's not the right word, so then that's not going to mean Nazirus. Meaning a person says Hareini and then says something else, you know, Hareini, and he decides I'm going to be a clown, I'm going to be a, you know, whatever, I'm a Hareini doctor, a Hareini lawyer, a Hareini, you know, so he's obviously not going to be a Nazir just because he said the word Hareini. Hareini only works as a Yad L'Nazirus when we get to figure out how you would have finished the sentence. So that's why they had to institute Kinuyim, to the Chiddush of Kinuyim. The Chiddush of Kinuyim is that even though you did finish the sentence, the way you finished it actually means Nazirus as well. Others suggest that no, Inochinami. If you say Hareini, that would be enough to be serve as a Yad for Nazirus. But there's a difference between becoming a Nazir through a Kinoi versus becoming a Nazir through a Yad. The Ritva Maseches Nedarim writes that you can't be matfis for a neder that was ba mikoach Yad. If a person was makabel a neder only with a Yad, someone else can't say Hareini because I want to be like him and grab on to that neder and have that neder apply to him. But with a kinui, it can work. So that's what kinuyim are adding beyond the simple Hareini. Briska Rav, though, most interesting. Briska Rav writes that over here, it could be the Nazirus Eschal, B'lashon Ahanazik, not through the word Aha, meaning because that's what his Kavana is. His Kavana is not that the word Aha, or Hareini, should be his Kabbalah's Nazirus. His Kavana was that the word Nazik, Naziach, Paziach, should be his Lashon Nazirus. So his words, his formulation of the word aha wouldn't work unless there's also kavana. Or the Briska Rav says aha doesn't work like a yad because you have to the yad has to be muvan at the time of the amira of the yad. So if you say aha and at that time there's nazir over lefanav, that's when it's going to work. But if you say aha and there's no nazir in front of you, so it doesn't work. That's not a yad. So it's only when you say nazik paziach or you use one of these lashonos that we have any idea what you're talking about. So that's why aha or Hareini alone is not going to work when you're using kinuyin, because there's no nazir over lefanav, there's no context to it. We would never be able to figure out what you're talking about. So some point out from the Briska Rav, what if you say nazik aha? What if you say it in the other way? Not aha nazik, nazik aha. So at the time that you say aha, we know exactly what you're talking about. Then the nazir should be chal midin yad, even without the din of kinuyim, because nazik should be no worse than a nazir over lefanav to give some context to it, so that we at least know what the fellow is talking about. Okay, says the Gemara now. Michti tana b'seder nashim kai. We're still in seder nashim over here. My time tani nazir. So why is it that we're learning about Nazirus? Why is it that we have this whole Masechta of Nazir? We're right in the middle of Seder Nashim. As the Rush points out, it really belongs in Seder Kadshim because of all the Karbanos that a Nazir brings. And even though the Rush points out, in Sota, the Gemara discusses why it is that we have Nazir and Sota juxtaposed with each other, and the Gemara over there says that since we say Ksubas, and in Ksubas we have Hamadir, we have Perek Hamadir, so we learn Mesachas Nedarim, right? Because we have Perek Hamadir and Ksubas is all about Nedarim, and once we have Nedarim, we learn Nazir because Nazir is a type of Neder, and once we have Nazir, we learn Sota because Kalarola Sota B'Kukuli Yazratzum Minayayin. It's seeing a Sota that would inspire someone to be a Nazir. So for some reason, our Gemara is not satisfied with that answer. And our Gemara is going to have to come up with a different answer. So the Rosh explains, because that answer, that whole discussion in the beginning of Masechta Sota, is just trying to figure out the order of the Masechtos in Seder Nashim. What we're trying to figure out is, how did this Masechta even get here? How was it even included in Seder Nashim? Once we have this discussion, and we already include Nazir in Seder Nashim, then it makes sense. You could discuss, okay, now that we have these seven Masechtas in Seder Nashim, how did we decide to arrange them? Why is it that Ksubas is followed by Nedarim, which is followed by Nazir, which is followed by Sota? And that's the discussion at the beginning of Masechta Sota. But our question over here is a much more fundamental one. It's simply, why is Nazir in Seder Nashim at all? It doesn't belong in Seder Nashim. So answer the Gemara, Tana Akrakai, where the Tana was working off of the Pasuk. It's always nice to start a Masechta with a good Daf Yomi coincidence. This week's parsha, that if a marriage falls apart, and the assumption is that the primary reason a marriage would fall apart is because, as the Rosh points out, Rova Megarshim al Yedei Ervas Davar Megarshim, when people get divorced, it's because there's some sort of Ervas Davar that went on over there. Vachi Kamar. So we're saying, Mi Garam Lala Avera, what generally causes erva? What generally causes that kind of avera to happen? Yayin, wine causes that kind of avera. The Kamar, and it says kolaros sota b'kulkula yazratzum min yayin, that a person who sees a sota b'kulkula, who sees a marriage that fell apart because of infidelity, which can be attributed to wine, will take upon himself in the zeros to remove himself from wine. So that's why it's in Seder Nashim, since the motivating factor of becoming a Nazir is when you see a marriage break apart, which happens as a result of wine, which is one of the many examples in Chazal where Chazal say terrible things about wine, just how terrible wine is and all the damage that wine could do. The Medrash Rabbah in Bamidbar Rabbah talks about wine and says that amongst the damage that wine could do is it causes a person to forget his Torah, causes a person to be over Avodah Zarah, it is mafresh a person from Darkei Chayim to Darkei Maves. That's what the Rambam paskins in Hilchas Ishos, that a person should always stay away from Shichrus because it's one of the Gormim HaGedolim La'arayos. It's one of the great causes of Arayos when a person gets drunk. The Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Aleph, Yayin L'Tzadikim Ralah when tzaddikim drink wine, it's bad for the tzaddikim and it's bad for the world. On the other hand, sometimes Chazal have very nice things to say about wine. That wine is like this wonderful drink. That wine is how one is mekayim simchas yom tov. Quoting a pasuk, yayin yisamach levav enosh. The Gemara in Yuma, yayin is mefakeach es alev. It makes a person wiser. The Gemara in Horio says that someone who's ragel b'yayin is meshivin es alimud. It causes his learning to really be settled and to really be strong. We have two opposite things. It's meshakeach limudo and it's meshivin es alimud. And obviously the answer is moderation and context, that a person has to know when to drink wine, how much to drink, and to do it appropriately and responsibly. So that's what the Sefer Chassidim writes, that someone who drinks wine and is a sako ben anashim, is always around women, that's mesayei de over avera. That's the wrong context to be drinking wine. But someone needs a little more simcha salev to be elevated a little bit, is a little bit down, and he'll be able to focus more, maybe a little bit of wine can be helpful for such a person. Now the Rambam in general would say seems to clearly come down on the side of staying away from wine more than staying toward wine. The Rambam in Hilchos Deos writes that when a chacham drinks wine, it's the only function should be to be lishos achila shebemeav. It should be to help the food go down. But kol ha-mishtaker, anyone who gets drunk, hareza chotei umaguna umafsid chachmasa. The Rambam uses very strong lashonos about people who get drunk, and he says that if a chacham gets drunk in front of an Am Haaretz, then it's even worse, because then it's a chilul Hashem also to get drunk in front of an Am Haaretz. Okay, says the Gemara, Pasach b'kinuyin u'mefarish yados. The Mishnah doesn't seem to read straight, because it started out by saying, kol kinuyin nazirus k'nazirus, but then it starts to describe yados. Aha, aha, no, those are all yados. So I'm Rav Vitema Kidi, either Rav said or someone named Kidi or an unnamed Amora says, Chisuri Mechsravachi Katani. We have to add a line into the Mishnah. The Mishnah should read that as follows. Kol Kinuya Nazirus Kinazirus, Vi Yados Nazirus Kinazirus. It should say both things. Ve Elohein Yados, and then the Mishnah goes on to identify Yados. Ha'omraha, Reza Nazir. So says Mari, but even if you add in that extra line, that Kol Yados Nazirus Kinazirus, still, why does it? It still mentions kinuyim first, but it gets into details about yados first. V'lifrosh kinuyim bereisha. Why don't we, if we've enumerated kinuyim before yados, why don't we elaborate on kinuyim before we elaborate on yados? And the Gemara Tanaim Yehuda Salakum Farish Bereisha. That's not the style of Tanaim. The style of Mishnayos is it's always whatever was last on the list that we elaborate on first. So it always goes A, B, B, A. That's the way the it's formatted. How do we see that? Kintetanan, like we have a Mishnah in Mesechah Shabbos. Bameh madlikin uvameh ein madlikin. And then what do we elaborate on first? The Mefaresh? Ein madlikin bereisha. We start with the ein madlikin, with the second thing on the list. Or, bameh tomnin uvameh ein tomnin. And what do we elaborate on first? The Mefaresh? Ein tomnin bereisha. Or a third example, bame isha yotza, bame ein yotza. What is a woman allowed to walk out with on Shabbos? What's she not allowed to? What would be considered a problem of carrying on Shabbos? Umefarish lo teitze isha bereisha, and it identifies it elaborates on the second one first. So says Gemara, does it always do that? I'll give you examples where it does the opposite, where it goes A-B-A-B instead of A-B-B-A, where it says vatanan. We have a Mishnah bame behema yotza, bame ein yotza, umefarish. Yotze gomel bereisha. It talks about what you can be yotze, what the animal can be yotze with first, which is the first item listed. Or in Maseches Babasu, yesh nochlin umanchilin. There are some relationships where the yerusha can go in both directions. Some nochlin v'lo manchilin. Some manchilin v'lo nochlin. Some lo nochlin v'lo manchilin. Umefaresh. And which one does it elaborate on first? Elu nochlin umanchilin bereisha. So you can't tell me that we always elaborate on the last thing mentioned first. Not true. There are examples where we elaborate on the first things first. Sometimes it says it one way, sometimes it says it the other way. Sometimes it's written in the format of A-B-B-A, sometimes it's A-B-A-B. Elahasam di isura dinafshei hu mefarish isura dinafshei bereisha. Now when it comes to what an isha can go out with on Shabbos, so we're talking about a person's personal isser, so we're going to go with the isser first. So that's why bameh isha yotza, bameh ein yotza. So we're going to talk about lo teitze first, because the isser on the person will describe first. Gabe behema di isura, aydi behema hudasi mefarish hetera bereisha. But when it comes to bameh behema yotza, bameh behema ein yotza, so since that's not an isser on the person himself, it's only on the animal, so that's why we start with the heter first rather than with the isser first. But gabe yesh nochlin nami mefarish. And by Yesh Nochlin, we certainly want to start with Yesh Nochlin and Manchilin, because that's the primary Yerusha. That's Yerusha in its purest form, is when you have Nochlin u'manchilin. Well, essentially what the Gemara is saying is that each Mishnah will have to feel out the situation based on the topic that it's discussing, and that it can vary, and there's got to be some other factor that's unique to that topic that will determine the order of the Mishnah. But there is no general rule that's going to work for all of the Mishnayos. So I asked the Gemara, okay, what about our Mishnah? Elahacha lifrosh kinuyi bereisha. Even once you've added the line into the Mishnah that yados nedarim kinedarim, but you can't deny that the Mishnah starts with kinuyi nezirus kinezirus, then it says yados nezirus kinezirus. Why do we describe the yados before we describe the kinuyin? Why do we elaborate on the yados before we elaborate on the kinuyin? Why don't we elaborate on the kinuyin first? Ela hainu tam yados hol va'asin le midrasha chavivanlei. So says the Gemara, the reason is because yados are derived from a drasha, and anything that's derived from a drasha is considered to be more chaviv to us, is considered to be more beloved to us, and that's why a person that's why the Tana always wants to discuss the drashos before we discuss that which comes from Psukim. Why is something that's derived from a drasha more chaviv to us? Because there's more personal involvement in it. Something that's derived from Psukim, it's all there, it's in the Psukim, it's in Pshuto Shel Mikra. A drasha, a person has to work on it, takes a certain amelus, and although people seem to always try to make things easier for themselves, what we ultimately value more is that which we worked hard on. If a person worked hard on accomplishing something, worked hard on achieving something, he's much more proud of that achievement than something that came easily. So the drashos are something that Chazal worked very hard on, these drashos. So that's chaviv and lei. That's something that they were very excited about. Now in the Seder Alimur of teaching a person Torah, it seems that the Mishnayos say and the Rishonim say that even though drashos are more chaviv, that should be the last. I mean, we start with Tanakh and then we do Mishnayos and then we do Gemara. There is a Chassam Sofer in a drasha where he says, but our minhag has changed. We do it the other way around now, that we got to do Gemara first, and anyone who does otherwise is becoming maskilim, that they're ending up in the wrong path. So unclear why it would have changed, but okay. So it says Gemara of liftoch ba'an bereisha. So why don't we start with yados then? Meaning, when we list it, we should have listed yados before kinuyin. Tana ki maskil be'ikur karban. We start with the more fundamental din. The more fundamental din is kinuyin, and just when we elaborate using the din that's more chaviv, and that's yados, because that comes from a drasha. Fine. Ha'omer aha hareza nazir. The Mishnah said that if a person simply says the word aha, he becomes a nazir. Says, well, how does the word aha mean nazir? Dilma aha betainis ka'amar. Maybe the guy was just saying that I wanna fast. I'll be betainis. How do we know that he becomes a nazir? Meaning you're gonna let this guy bring karbanos? It's a tchul nazarif. If you're wrong on your guess that this guy is becoming a nazir, he shouldn't even be a nazir suffik, because stam nazirus is the hakel. So Amr Shmuel, seven nazirus the hakel, the Rush points out. So Amr Shmuel could go and show you nazir over lefanav. No, there has to be context over here. The context is that there was a Nazir walking right in front of him. A Nazir was walking right in front of him, and then he said the word aha, pointing at the Nazir right in front of him. So we know he doesn't mean a fast. We know he means to be a Nazir. Shmuel says you need a Nazir right there. That makes it sound like you need Yadayim Mochichos. You need something that's very obvious. What does Yadayim mean? You need it to be very clear, because it sounds like having Nazir not been walking in front of him, then there's no chance that he'd be a Nazir. So Amri, Bizman Shinazir over the front of Lekalis Fukub and Mil Sachrina. So the Gemara says, no, if there's a Nazir walking right in front of him, there's no doubt what he means. It's obvious that he means that he wants to be a Nazir. Aval, ain't a Nazir over Lefanav, Amrina Dilma Ahabatainis Ka'amar. But if there's no Nazir over Lefanav, you may not need Yadayim Mochichos. But if there's no Nazir over Lefanav and all you say is Aha, then it's not even Yadayim at all. Meaning there are three levels. There's Yadayim Mochichos, where you don't say the full sentence, but it's so obvious what you mean. There's a Nazir right there. We know exactly what you mean. That for sure works as Yadayim. Then there's something that's so far removed on the other extreme that we can't possibly even guess what you mean. We have no idea. You just say the word aha out of the blue. We have no idea what that means. That's not even Yadayim Sheinan Mochichos. That's not Yadayim Klal. That wouldn't count as anything. And then, in between, there's Yadayim Sheinan Mochichos. There's some context to it that would make us believe that you want to be a Nazir, but it's not as certain. And that's a machlokas, whether Yadayim Sheinan Mochichos have you in Yadayim or not. But when you're just saying the word aha, the two choices are Nazir over Lefanav, where it's Yadayim Mochichos, or Ein Nazir over Lefanav, where it's not Yadayim at all. So says Gemara, V'dilma Lepotrim and Karbanosu Kamer, even if there is a Nazir walking in front of you, how do you know that the guy is intending to become a Nazir? Maybe what the guy wants to do is to say, aha, I will take care of that guy's karbanos. You're just trying to say that you want to, means b'chiyuvo shel zeh. I'll exempt his karbanos. I'll take care of those karbanos. So says Gemara, no, dekamar b'libo. Now we know that this person is intending to become a nazir because he tells us afterwards that I was thinking in my heart the whole time when I said aha that I want to be a nazir. So ihachi ma'le memra. Well, if he said it b'libo, then what's the chiddush? Of course he's going to be a nazir. Ma'le detema b'in piv v'libo shavin. One might have thought that b'libo is not enough, that you need what he verbalizes to be equal to what's in his heart, and since he doesn't verbalize the full lashon of nazirus, you might have thought that it doesn't work. Meaning, from his verbalization, we can't necessarily tell what he really means. So kamash v'lan, therefore, comes to tell us that you don't need piv v'libo shavin. The sugya of piv v'libo shavin is really in Maseches Trumos, in the Mishnayos of Maseches Trumos, in the third paragraph of Trumos. If a guy says truma and he has kavana l'maiser, whether that counts or not, whether he piv v'libo shavin. The Gemara's next discussion, which I guess we'll pick up with tomorrow, is that's what so far we said. If you said aha, why you become a nazir? What about aha na'a? On this beautiful. So why would that be a lashon of naziris? And Be'ez Hashem will get into the sugya of hidur mitzvah in that context. So Gemara is going to talk about hidur mitzvah.